The next patient is Jana Kennedy. Their last name is K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Jana, J-A-N-N-A. This is the clinical case of a 48-year-old white female that comes to the office because of the presence of very active nephrolithiasis that has been present for more than 2 years. The patient's last kidney stone was 2 weeks ago. The patient was referred with a 24-hour collection for kidney stones that was done on January 7 of 2023, in which the excretion of calcium is elevated at 223 and the excretion of uric acid is 881. The pH in the urine is 6.9. The total excretion of sodium in the urine is elevated at 234, and the volume of urine was just 1.4 liters. The patient had supersaturation of calcium oxalate, brucite, and sodium urate. The patient has been treated with the administration of potassium citrate, 15 milliequivalents twice a day. A dietetic history was taken. The patient says that she is eating very low sodium diet. However, the type of work that she does takes away the time for her to prepare meals, and she uses pizza and apparently fast food that the sodium content and the use of dairy products should be a present in higher amounts. A lengthy discussion was also orientated to recommend a plant-based diet, a low sodium diet, increase the fluid intake at least to 60 ounces in 24 hours, and take the medications. Apparently, the patient was given medication to decrease the calcium excretion. I imagine was a loop, a thiazide-like diuretic, but the patient developed severe hypotension. Another complication that we have to take into consideration is the presence of migraine headaches that are treated with topiramate that is known to cause kidney stones. The patient has been referred to a different neurology provider to see whether or not this medication could be changed. In summary, we're going to change the diet, increase the fluid intake, and add the administration of allopurinol. I order 300 milligrams to be taken on a daily basis. We are going to start with half a tablet every day. And we plan to see the patient in 3 months with a kidney stone protocol. The patient had a PTH that was within normal limits. Following number, the patient has a body weight that is consistent with the overweight. She has lost 11 pounds in a short period of time, and she's encouraged to continue losing the weight. And a following number, migraine headache that is followed by the specialist. We'll reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.